A search and rescue mission is still continuing for Walter Aguatemevo, who is still missing in the helicopter crash at Cape Three Points. The dual voice and data recorder and parts of the helicopter have been recovered. This, according to the Ministry of Energy, will contribute immensely to investigations into the crash. Speaking at a news conference to solicit the media's help, the Minister of Energy, Emmanuel Kofibua, expressed government sympathy to victims of the crash. He commended local fishermen for assisting in rescue efforts. Brighton Trauma and Fortune McCarthy have more.
On Thursday, the 8th of this month, a helicopter flying under the name Black Hawk and operated by Volta River Aviation crashed off the Ghana coast in waters approximately 4 nautical miles south of Takrade. The helicopter, on contract to Luke Oil Overseas Ghana Limited, operators of Cape Three Points Deepwater Block, was on a routine crew shuttle mission transporting personnel to the Jack Ryan oil rig with 8 persons on board. It had earlier undertaken 2 successful rotations. 3 of the passengers on board lost their lives, 4 survived, and 1 is still missing. The Minister of Energy, Emmanuel Amakofibua, explains that intensive search for the missing person, Walter Aguatemevo, continues. He said the Navy is in command and has engaged Smith Salvage, a rescue recovery company, to provide seabed search support.
Intense search for Walter continues. The Navy is in command and the engagement of Smith Salvage to provide seabed search support using ROVs with sonar capability is ongoing. And we are hopeful that they will continue until we can know something about Mr. Walter Aguatemevo. The dual voice and data recorder and parts of the helicopter have been recovered, and we are hopeful that this will contribute immensely to investigations regarding the crash. Meanwhile, service search efforts are still ongoing. Let me also commend local fishermen in the area for their contribution in this rescue effort.
Meanwhile, government through the Ministry of Transport has constituted a high-powered committee to investigate the crash. Mr. Kofibua, on behalf of government, commiserated with the bereaved families.
That was a report filed by Brighton Trauma and Fortune McCarthy.